Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this week we'll be chatting with Max Beskar about automatic drawing, digital versus analog gear, and more on our first episode of Season 2. In Season 2, we're getting back to what we know and giving it our all. We got Max here today, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Max. I'm a junior in KI. I like to draw. I like to make music and stuff.
What sort of projects have you been putting work into lately, and what have been the important parts that get to the end result?
I've been doing a lot of animation work for class, and that's been taking up a lot of my time. I've been trying to do more music stuff lately, and I've been drawing. So kind of all of the above. The most important part of my process is as soon as I start and actually get into a flow, then I'm good. And that's probably the most important part of it.
Yeah, for sure. That's the same with me. I just have to kind of get an idea at some point, and then I'm like, wait, what's this idea? Where can I go from here? Could I possibly make something from it? It honestly just starts from there, from that nothingness. What are some of your favorite musical artists, and how do they affect you creatively?
My favorite of all time is Aphex Twin. Other elusive SoundCloud artists that I don't know the names of all of them. I do have like sort of an obsession with Aphex Twin music, so it's sometimes it's just him for like weeks and weeks. I like to just listen to those tracks and like engage in deep listening and like listen to all of the subtleties that exist within his music.
Yeah, I feel like with electronic music, it's more so not listening to it, but more so like interacting it and just letting it happen.
You hear it, and then you are like, oh, that's why it made me feel this way.
Sometimes in music, it's not about like the first listen, it's about like that second or third glimpse of, oh, wait, what's this? What would you say is your biggest challenge that you are facing right now in your craft?
Probably focusing on a bigger picture rather than like being like very detail oriented, because I am a very detail oriented artist, and it's hard for me to make big things, whether it be like a large piece of paper, like a fully composed song. Like, I feel like the music I make isn't exactly quote unquote music. Like, it's kind of just it could just be some sequences. Yeah, it's not really a song. It's more like some different sequences that are chained together.
I feel like that's an interesting way to put that's how you see your project. So you see them more as like an idea towards the genre rather than like a single song.
Yes, exactly. Like, I mean, you just got to keep doing the thing, and then eventually you'll be great. And you got to try to not compare yourself along the way, even though it can be hard sometimes.
Are there certain colors that you resonate more to in your work or just in your life view?
My favorite color is green, probably. I wear a lot of green. I don't have so much green in my artwork itself. I don't know. It's a nice neutral color. It's the color of nature. I usually just use graphite pencil or black ink pen. Recently, though, it's just been graphite.
Now, when you see yourself as an artist, do you see yourself more so as a analog artist or a digital artist? And like, what preference do you have between those different types of gear?
When I think of my music, for example, I think of the word analog more so. I pretty much gravitate towards the analog, tactile, hardware sort of approach.
I feel like digital kind of has the like newness to it, and it's like really sticks out compared to like analog, because analog kind of seems old, but analog also sometimes has that like warm charm to it, like an old tape machine just has that warmness to it. What would you say is your typical routine when you're creating a piece of art? Like, let's paint us a picture. Are you listening to music? Are you putting a podcast on? What are you up to?
I would say usually if I sit down and start drawing, I have some music on. Complete silence is when it feels necessary, I guess. I think that I definitely have the tendency to be impatient, which you just can't be when you're making music, especially electronic music.
Yeah, I definitely see that though. I feel like when I'm making an idea and if I'm not getting it right away, it can be so exhausting. But with digital music, it like, you kind of have to be that like focused, and like maybe even if you are annoyed, you kind of just have to keep going with it. And next up, we're gonna have a new segment called Noise and Craft, where we have our guests perform music or showcase artwork for around a minute, and we will give them the spotlight.
It's just kind of a silly little jam that I made. It's weird, it's wacky, it's fun, it's very unserious. Weird, wacky, fun, unserious. That's probably the perfect way to describe it.
Last semester, we had on episode 5 and 6 of the Bad Attitude Podcast, we had Victor Romenko, who is one of your good friends. And when I mentioned that I was interviewing you to him, he wanted me to ask you, what is automatic drawing?
Automatic drawing is, I guess, approach to drawing that I discovered just starting to draw. And it doesn't have to look like anything at first, but you can kind of recognize certain forms and shapes throughout the process. Just automatic creating in general. I think it's just sort of sitting down and sketching, but sketching without any intention of creating a real light, like a real form. Like, you're not making a person. It kind of just stems from like doodling as a child.
I've never heard of that type of drawing, but after hearing that, I can definitely like visualize the process more. So where can we find some of your work, whether it's music or art? Where can we find that at?
Not everything, but I post a lot of what I do on Instagram. My handle is Biscrr, B-S-C-R-R. My music lives on SoundCloud, which is a link in my Instagram bio. Delicate_number_generator is the name that I'm currently releasing music under.
Well, thank you so much for being the first guest on season 2 of Bad Attitude. Thank you so much, Max.
Thank you very much, Brett. I appreciate it.
Are you an artist or a musician at BCU? Well, reach out to us on Instagram at @badattitude_revoice. Please reach out to us and let us know if you want to be interviewed. Bad Attitude is a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Common Talk and Podline to hear more voices on the Revoice Network. Thanks for listening to the pilot episode of season 2